Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another Better Than Ever podcast. I am joined today by former nurse turned life coach, Allegra Rainey. Allegra was actually the first winner of our HCI Cleanse Challenge. During the cleanse, she lost 45 pounds. But her weight loss isn't the only exciting thing. She is working towards making health practitioners' lives better using what she learned in Become a Health Coach. Don't forget to book your tickets for HCI Live. Come hang out with me. Go to www.hcilive.com. I can't wait to see you there. Will you tell me a little bit about where you're from? Do you have any family, kiddos? And just give me, who are you, Allegra? Yeah.
From Portland, Oregon. Born and raised Oregonian. I am a mom, a business owner, an employer. a little bit of everything. I have two kids, a two-year-old and a six-year-old. I'm a spouse and I am a life coach.
What brought you to life coaching? Were you looking for something within your job or beforehand, or was there a personal change that brought you to us?
I was a nurse before this, and I got out of that profession because I wasn't happy with what was going on, and it was a very hard job. And then I went into a retail position where I was actually able to work with healthcare and actually consult people. And so that kind of just opened up this coaching, because I feel like I've been doing that for the last 8 years at my position, but not allowing myself to coach for what I wanted to coach for and not really allowing the client to open up. I felt like I was very pigeonholed. And so I told my spouse I wanted to change, and he said no, and I said yes. And so I started looking into a couple different schools and online schooling, because I had done that in the past, and I was really interested in that. And I saw some of the videos and got a few calls, and I kept saying no, and they kept calling, and they were like, you're meant for this. And I literally had a dream and woke up the next morning and called and signed up. And here I am. So it was just kind of the universe telling me, you have to do this. And it's been a passion of mine my whole life. Being born and raised in Oregon, it's very outdoorsy, but I was a very heavy child. And so I didn't always get to do those outdoor things, and I always wanted to do that. And I always wanted to bring my passion of outdoors and life and movement and spirituality into something that I can create a change in the world. And when I saw this school, I was like, this is what I've been preaching, and this is not only is the symbol with the heart and the peace sign, that's what I do at every concert I go to. I put a heart up to people. It spoke to me in more ways than one, in my dreams and in my passions it came to me. Really just being able to do what I believe is right for people and allowing them to shine and not giving up on what people tell you can't do.
And so could you tell me a little bit more about nursing? Because we look at nurses and they're kind of
they are heroes.
So you being somebody who obviously wants to give back, why was nursing not the right fit for you? And what was going on that didn't fit for you personally?
I really think the politics behind it, the medicine behind it, the lack of compassion that I felt from the actual doctors that I worked with, and seeing the hardship that those nurses went through, and that they were depressed and they were happy because they didn't feel like they were making the right change for people. And there's some industry or some niches within nursing that I feel like you have a more rewarding position. But it was very hard. The doctor I worked for, I didn't believe in what he was prescribing. He was trying to prescribe me pills, and I'm like, I don't want to be on any more pills. I was on 9 pharmaceuticals at the time. I weighed 358 pounds. Nursing was very hard on me. I was an alcoholic. And all the people I worked with were abusing alcohol because they hated their jobs. And I just woke up one day and I literally woke up, called my mom and said, I'm quitting. I can't do this anymore. And she's like, you haven't even been out of your schooling for 4 years. You need to give this a chance. You did this as a career. And I was like, I can't do it. And she said, then quit. And so I did. And I went and got a job as a tax preparer and got licensed in the state of Oregon and started working with amazing people. And they all just kept telling me, you need to do taking care of other people. And so really, I'm glad that I left that nursing job, because it brought me to where I am, but I do give a lot of credit to those nurses because it's a really hard position. And it's a position without a lot of reward and a lot of, without a lot of appreciation. And that was really hard for me because I wanted to feel the appreciation like I was doing something good for people.
And so have you found that within coaching?
I have.
Will you kind of give me the difference between working with patients as a nurse versus working with your clients as a coach? Like,
absolutely.
What is the biggest difference for you?
Right off the bat is telling somebody what they have to do and allowing them to see what they are able to do. And with nursing, you're very pigeonholed into where if you have a diagnosis, this is what you tell them. And there is no deviation from that. They do this. And they don't always know how to do that. And they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. And yeah, you say take a pill, but what is that really doing for them? They don't have the knowledge or the feeling behind it to make a change. And so a lot of times when dealing with patients that I was doing with nursing, they wouldn't take the medicine or they wouldn't follow through with anything because they weren't making the change within themselves and they weren't understanding what was going on. And with coaching, I feel like I get to draw that out of somebody. I get to look within that person and then make them look within. And that's, I've got goosebumps. It's exciting and it's rewarding because I know what the difference can be and I know that you can be healthier and I know you can be happier and I know you can have more out of life, even if you do have an illness or a disease. And a lot of times it can be prevented, which was really interesting to find out too, getting into coaching a little bit more. I feel like in the doctors and the medicine, they're really there to practice, and I appreciate them and I love them, but it should be looked at as a practice and not everybody's the same. And I like that with coaching is that not everybody's the same and we know that. And I know that each person I deal with is gonna be completely different. They might have a different worry or a different thought, but I can still work through them. And I couldn't do that in nursing. There was a blockade.
Was there a specific story or patient that really made you decide this is not what I can do? Like, what was that turning point?
I can think of her name. It was Shirley.
Aww.
I can see her face right now. I was being yelled at by the doctor, by a lab that was ordered wrong at the hospital, had nothing to do with me. And she was also saying that she didn't want to be taking the medicine and she didn't feel that anybody was listening to her. And I'll never forget sitting there checking her in and she'd be like, nobody's listening to me. I know what's wrong. I am not happy. I don't need all this other stuff. I need this. And just her looking and then my doctor just blowing it off. Just didn't even care what she said, didn't care how she felt. And I just remember being like, that's just not me. Like, I wanna care what she's feeling and I wanna be able to help how she's feeling or change how she's feeling. And I think that was just a big compassion turning point in me as I noticed the other nurses and doctors kind of laughing it off. And to me, I was like, that's her real feeling. That's who she is. And I've always been kind of pushed down because I'm a bright light. And I wanted to be like, I wanna be able to bring that out of people because a lot of us have it and a lot of us wanna share it.
Do you think now, knowing what you know about coaching, do you think that you could have helped her so much better than that situation? And what would you have done?
I think I would have been more compassionate with her personally, and I would have taken the time to help her understand what was going on or help her understand what diagnoses she was being given and what they meant for her and maybe avenues that she could have gone into, more naturopathic, exercise, things like that. I feel like I wouldn't have been so drawn into being distant from her like everybody else was because I saw it, but it was kind of nerve-wracking for me as a nurse. I was like, because everybody always says have bedside manner, but don't get too close to patients. And it's a fine line. And so I feel like if I would have had the knowledge that I've had now, even in the last 10 years since that job and the experience in this position of this school, I would have been able to be more compassionate with her and just help her feel that she was okay. It's okay to be where you're at. It's okay to be okay. It's okay to have problems. It's okay to fix those problems. I feel like I just would have been there for her more and more compassionate, understanding of her feelings.
You've developed these skills through training as a coach.
Yeah, I've only been in here since November and I feel like a completely different person. I personally have lost almost 45 pounds. Yeah, I feel great. My relationship is way better than I ever thought it could be at. I'm a great mom now. I feel like I actually have a connection with my kids and I feel like I listen to them. And I think that's the biggest thing in coaching is listening. And I think that is something that I wasn't doing in the past. I was so quick to give advice because being a nurse, you're like, here you go, here's all your stuff. And then you walk away and then you got to go to the next person. And I just feel like I wasn't giving it and then listening back or letting them receive it correctly. And I feel like now as a coach, I actually receive and give more than I've ever been able to do in my life, which has been amazing. It almost makes me tear up because I love giving. So being able to give it and receive it is just an amazing feeling.
Nurses are put in a very difficult position where it's like you need to make sure that you are servicing all these people in a short amount of time. And so with coaching, how is that different?
I get to dedicate more time to one person, and I get to dedicate more time to myself, and I get to learn from all these people. And I learned a lot from my patients in nursing, as I've stated. I've learned a lot, but I feel like with the coaching, I'm actually receiving sometimes more than I'm giving, and I'm actually able to open them up more. Mm-hmm. And it's so rewarding to feel that and actually be able to put that into words with them, I guess, and be able to experience that.
And you were talking about earlier about how, you know, when you were a nurse, like, this is the healthcare industry, but it didn't sound like you had a very healthy lifestyle. I mean, if you were drinking and mm-hmm. stressed out and on medication,
but a lot of the healthcare industry is that way.
Why do you think that is?
Because they're overworked and they're underappreciated, and I don't think that they have a lot of self-care time. And they don't get that. And a lot of times they are worried about everybody else besides themselves.
Which is a very hard position to be in.
It's a hard position to be in because it's a lot's required from you with little given back. And a lot of times you're the one giving a lot of the news to families and the news to the patient. And it's a lot. And then they end up kind of hating you, even though it's a diagnosis or something else. But yeah, I commend nurses 100% because it's not a job. I thought I was compassionate, and I thought I could, and I'm very empathetic, and I think that's a little bit of my problem, is that I was too empathetic to some patients to where it hindered my job.
And do you think now that with the coaching industry, which in a way it's like a life nurse, or
it is, you know, really,
are you able to better take care of yourself?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think for once I realize if I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough for anybody else. And if I can't take care of myself, I can't really take care of others. And before, I've always put others first, and then I'm like drained and dead at the end, and I'm the one left standing by myself. And it's happened many a times. And I think sometimes in nursing, it's a lot like that. You're putting out everything and then you're like, okay, now I'm by myself. So being able to be in the coaching industry, I feel like I'm putting out a lot, but as I get everything back in, I'm transforming as well, which has been huge.
Yeah. And when you were a nurse and you're like giving all these people advice, but you yourself, you're not following this advice, did it feel weird to offer? I mean, was that like?
It felt wrong.
What felt wrong?
Giving that advice and knowing that I didn't follow it. Knowing that I didn't take the time for myself to follow it, yet I'm telling everybody else that they have to take the time. And you have to really like explain to people that they have to take the time. And then I look back and I drive home and I'm like, okay, what am I doing? I'm going to get a coffee. I'm going to drink. I'm going to do this. And but I was using those as all kind of crutches for everything else. So I realized that too, that a lot of it was unhappy. And you kind of abuse your health when you're unhappy because it's the first thing that you abuse. So the first thing you abuse is yourself and your health when you're unhappy, and that's not right.
Yeah.
And that's hard to accept.
It's interesting, too, coming from an industry that is focused on health. What could make the industry better, in your opinion?
My opinion would be really taking care of the healthcare providers, whether it be doctors, nurses, MAs, phlebotomists, giving them, I understand a lot of people like the longer shifts, but they don't realize what it does to a body and how it helps and how health-wise it's not healthy. Allowing them to have more benefits to where they're taking care of themselves. I know there's a couple companies now that are doing like massage therapy, yoga training on the properties, and more like tech companies, and I think that would be really beneficial for hospitals. If a nurse had somewhere to go scream at a wall and meditate and let everything out that they're absorbing, because that's the worst thing, is they're going home with all that they've absorbed for the day. And I really feel like there's no release for the healthcare. And a lot of doctors are doing the same thing. They're taking all that in and not really having anywhere to let it out. And I think having it on campus or available, readily available, whether it's by a membership or not, would just be super beneficial. Having that self-care time outside of work is huge.
Do you have any passion to be part of the industry in some capacity to help better it?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Tell me about it.
I worked for Providence before, and they're kind of like a chain. They're all over, and they actually offer wellness programs and things like that to outside forces, but I want to start helping them bring it in. And so I've actually talked to a few OBGYNs that I've worked with and getting the nurses into a health coaching program with me and doing like a 90-day program where we work on exercise, movement, meditation, releasing. Some people want to do therapy, and I think that's awesome. And I don't want to do it all, but I want to be able to really bring in a community. I have a couple yoga masters and things like that. So I want to create kind of a community where I could go to this healthcare provider and say, I have A, B, and C together. Let's make you come see us, you know. And I really want to build kind of a wellness package to take around to these healthcare providers, because I know a lot of them can't leave. Mm-hmm. But I do have a lot of passion in actually spreading the wellness and creating that within the healthcare system, because they're number one and they do help a lot. And I don't want to discredit nurses or doctors or anything like that. I want to build them up so they can help build us up.
Yeah.
Because we need each other.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
I love that. I love your take on it too, because it's not, you're not bashing.
No,
them,
not at all. I commend them, because I can't. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
It's hard.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. And I thought that was my passion, and it is. But I figured out that my passion is truly helping people. It's why I did what I did volunteering. It's why I worked at a Alzheimer's place in high school. Like, everything that I've done has kind of built up to where I am now, and it's really helping people.
And so, speaking of helping people, we talked about the person that was your turning point for leaving the nursing field. But what about, have you worked with a client that you've seen transformation with, and how did that make you feel? And
I have.
Tell me the story.
Somebody came to me, and she was very unhappy. And she was unhappy with her lifestyle, her habits, her everything. And she actually was going to be a practice client, but I got a hold of her sooner. And, well, she got a hold of me, is what I should say, because she reached out to me, and she's like, I heard you're doing this through another friend. And I said, yeah. She travels all over the world. She's like, I'm not going to be able to be your client, da 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 da. And I was like, I can do this for you. And just having the confidence of starting the school, I felt like I could do this for her. I had something to bring to the table. And she wants to have a baby. She wants to lose 20 pounds, she wants to quit smoking, she wants to eat better. So she had all these things that she wanted to do, and I helped her really wrap it into self-change and habit. And being able to just even hear that being started here in Pillar One and the habit change and how that changes your life and your mentality. So being able to work with her, we're session 10 right now. So it feels really good, because I kind of went a little forward, but it feels really good. Every session, she's made a huge transformation. I have felt her go from, to, oh my gosh, guess what? So, like, she doesn't want to answer anything, and now she's like, I figured this out, and I did this, and she's almost starting to run the session, so I've had to, like, push her back a little, which is great to me, because I feel like she's actually opening up. She's allowing herself to be coached. She's not just going, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll do that on Friday, because the first two sessions, I was like, uh-oh, I can't get through to her. I don't know how I'm going to do. Am I not doing right? So really being able to open that communication up with her has been amazing. And now seeing a transformation in her, she's lost over 20 pounds. She's not smoking. She's down to like 2 coffees a day, where she was doing 4 or 5 coffees a day. Yeah. And she's like washing her face in the morning. Like, her whole habit has changed. And she's like, my whole life has changed, but she's taking care of herself and really allowing not only a woman, but a person, a human, to realize that they're first is huge. And to be able to do that for her felt like the biggest transformation I could have ever done. And I'm really excited, because it was a practice win for me. So I feel like I've gained a lot from that, and I feel like I've transformed, and it was really awesome to see a transformation within myself and with her at the same time.
And so, is there a particular moment where she she said something that made you feel like, wow, I have made a big impact? Like, was there a sentence she said to you?
She called me up and said, I did it. And I said, you did what? She goes, I did it. I'm like, you did what? She's like, I've done everything on the list. I did it. And I was like, huh? it took me a second because it wasn't a session. She literally just was so excited that she's not smoking and she is lower on coffee and her habits are changed. She's just like, I did it. Everything I wanted to do, I'm doing it. And I'm like, I'm so proud of you. But it was just like her saying, I did it. It was just like, go do it and you can do it. And she was just like, I can't do this. I can't do it. And she would always give me this hassle of like, I'm not going to do it. So to have her actually call me and say, I did it, I was just like, it took me a minute, but I was ecstatic. So really just her believing in herself to the point where she felt that she had completed something.
How does it make you feel that you get to do that for people?
I want to go, It makes me so excited because I see the potential in her. And I think her boss sees the potential in her and her husband sees the potential in her, but she never saw it in herself. And so we've all been like boosting her up. And so for me to be able to give her the chance to, here's your hand, step on this one. Here's this hand, let's step on this one. And to bring her up to herself is just, it's the most rewarding thing ever.
Do you see a little bit of yourself in her journey, just based on what you said?
I do, because I feel like she gave a lot back to me in every session at the end when I would ask her, hey, what's your aha? What's your take home? You know, and I'd try to like ask her and give her a little bit of homework. She would be like, well, what did you learn? And she started like by session five or six, she started kind of like turning that back on me. And I was like, well, I learned that I can communicate better when I'm not looking at my notes and I'm really listening to you. So it made me kind of realize that I'm better at active listening when I'm not trying to keep up with notes or do anything. And just like sometimes I would close my eyes and just doodle and really just listen to her. And I think I've made a change by actually allowing myself to change and not over talk her or over question her.
And so you also had like a huge transformation for yourself physically and mentally, emotionally. Can you talk to me about the cleanse and what happened for you?
The cleanse was huge because I wasn't going to do it. And I was like, I don't need this. I don't have time for it. And then I was like, wait, this is why you're here. So I just had to show up for myself. And being able to say yes to myself, I saw a transformation. I not only lost weight, but my relationships got better. I got better with my kids. I feel like I'm a better boss. I'm actually listening to my employees a little bit better. And I've actually done the reset myself a couple times since, just to kind of get myself back on board. Yeah, it's been great. It's so interesting I don't want to use the word easy, because you have to show up, so it's difficult. It's difficult to put yourself in that position, but it's so easy to follow. And we're given the tools to do that.
And one last question, then I'm gonna let you get to your lunch,
because
you've got a lot of things you want to do. But what advice would you give to somebody like that's maybe starting the program, or actually no, what advice would you give to somebody who is in your position, you know, unhappy in their career, whether it's nursing or something else? What would you say to them now that you can take a step back and reflect?
I would say it is worth the risk. It is worth the fear. It is worth everything, because again, you may not know how or why you're gonna do it, but you know what you wanna do. And when you find that purpose and you put yourself in that position and you do say yes to yourself, everything else aligns. And you deserve to be happy. You don't deserve to be miserable. You don't deserve to wake up every day and not wanna go do a passion. And you deserve to be better for everybody else, because if you are better, you're going to make everybody else better around you. And you deserve to spread the love.
And do you feel like you deserve all of that?
I didn't, but I do now. So that's why I want to spread the love so much, because I didn't think that I was not necessarily worthy, because I feel like I'm a hard worker and I am passionate. But I didn't feel that somebody would want to hear it from me, or what did I have to bring to the table that somebody else didn't have. And now I know I have everything to bring to the table that somebody else doesn't have, because I'm not that person and that person's not me. And if you are different, then that's good, because you want to bring different to the table and allow other people to be different. And being different is being happy to me. I don't want to be normal. I want to be me.
Well, I like this me. That's a good me.
Thank you. It feels good. Like my word yesterday was, I'm exuberant. And it really is like stuck with me, because people have said that to me in the past and I've almost taken it as an insult. because I was like, oh, exuberant, am I too much, you know? And people have been like, you're really exuberant, I can't handle you right now. And I'd be like, okay, you know, so I always kind of like held it back. And yesterday, the lady I did my coaching with, she was like, wow, you're exuberant. And I was like, that word has like been like, I just couldn't even handle it. I was like, oh, and she's like, no, you're exuberant and I'm in love with you. And I was like, okay, so it's a good thing that I'm exuberant. So it's been my word and I'm gonna stick with it, that I'm exuberant and I'm proud of it.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.